Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up and smile, 'cause it's been a while. It's been like a whole day since I stopped so you could hold me. This child away, strong in the face. Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to, 'cause I can't let it stay go. Can't let it stay go by without thanking you for the joy that you bring to my life. And it's a beautiful day. Not a big deal, let it wash all the bugs off my windshield. 'Cause you're showing me that in you I'm free, and you're still the refuge that I've just got to get to. So I won't let it stay go, won't let it stay go by. So put the drop top down, turn it up, I'm ready to fly. And
Shelly, and I'm so excited you tuned in and honored to be able to speak the word of God into your life today. Our purpose here at First Fruits Living Ministries is to share a 15-minute power message where we will explore life's daily challenges and how we can apply street love to each of them. Now, while I'm sharing the message, you can go to my website at www.freelunchandprayer.org and learn more about First Fruits Living Ministries. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, and the glory, the victory, and the majesty. All that is in heaven and in earth is yours. We invite you into this 15-minute message, giving you all the glory. We ask the Holy Spirit to have free reign today. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my strength and redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we've all attended a funeral, wedding, or even a birthday event where the entire theme is focused on honoring the life of that person or persons. From the obituary, the pictures, the invite, the flowers, or even the remarks made by the attendees are all in loving memory of that person. The goal is to let everyone know that this person meant something to you, that they had an impact on your life, and you want everyone to know it. Well, today's message is in honor of our Heavenly Father and his beloved Son, Jesus. Oh, it's going to be a great message. Glory to God. The title of today's 15-minute message is In Loving Memory. In John 14:10, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Jesus is the way to God. The truth is found in his word and the Bible. It will give you life more abundantly. Glory to God. After Jesus was sent to the cross and was immediately let everyone know what Jesus meant to them, how he impacted their lives, and they wanted everyone to know. Rewind. That's not what happened, was it? The disciples didn't memorialize Jesus' life after he died. Instead, they immediately went back to the world and went back to fishing. These disciples spent 3 years with Jesus, and then they watched Jesus die on the cross, and afterwards they were just lost. They were distraught, and they just like, I don't know what to do. I'm just going to go back to what I do know to do, right? So they went back to fishing. How many of us have went to church on Sunday and we get an issue on Monday or Wednesday and we don't know what to do? Some of us have been going to church our whole lives and still our lives don't represent that Jesus meant something to us, that he had an impact on our lives. As a matter of fact, does anyone in your life know that you know Jesus? Does your neighbor, do your friends, or the people at the store, the people you speak to all the time, do they know you know Jesus? Our lives should be in loving memory of the one who first loved us, who died for us, dwells within us. Selah, pause and think on that. Our Street Love Bible story today is found in the book of John, chapter 21. I'm going to read verses 1 through 7 and then 15 and 17, and I'm reading out of the King James Version. It says, after these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples. There were together Simon Peter, Thomas, Nathanael, and the sons of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples. Simon Peter saith unto them, I go a-fishing. They say unto him, well, we go with you. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus saith unto them, children, have ye any meat? They answered him, no. And he said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find the fish. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved saith unto Peter, it is the Lord. I'm going to end it right there and jump to verse 15. So when they had dined with Jesus, Simon Peter saith, Simon of Jonas, to Simon of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, feed my lambs. He saith to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, feed my sheep. So let's recap. Jesus has revealed himself to the disciples. They have gone back to their old lifestyle of fishing. And Jesus poses a series of questions specifically to Simon Peter. And he says, do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? And Simon Peter answered, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And then Jesus responded, each time, feed my sheep. Feed my sheep. Feed my sheep. How many of you listening today, can I ask you, do you love Jesus? Do you love Jesus? Do you love Jesus? And if your response is yes, then are you to go feed his sheep? You see, we that have accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior are all his disciples, and we are all tasked to Jesus' sheep, to let everyone know that Jesus meant something to us, that he had an impact on our lives, and we want everyone to know that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. We are walking, talking, living memorials of Jesus, our Savior. We're never too young or too old to live in loving memory of him. Hallelujah. Our lives represent someone's memory. If you can only honor God on Sunday when you go to church and you're getting high and drunk and cursing the other days, can you say your life is in loving memory of God or in memory of someone else? Can God count on you to feed his sheep? Selah. Sister Shelley's Street Love personal testimony. I have a new coworker that has been with us a few months, and she reached out to me privately and said to me, you seem like someone I can talk to and hopefully confide in. I listened to her and then shared my faith with her. Because of how I carry myself on the job, it opened the door to share Jesus. Street Love family, of course I'm human, so I do mess up sometimes, but I try to live in loving memory of him in every aspect of my life so that I can let everyone know that Jesus meant something to me, that he had an impact on my life, and I want them to know that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Glory to God. In conclusion, the disciples experienced a great loss when Jesus died. And so they went back to their old lifestyles because they just didn't know what to do. They didn't know how to go forward. And many of you may have experienced a loss of some kind. Maybe it's a job, friend. Maybe you've been rejected by a loved one, or maybe you've been diagnosed with something and you just feel like Jesus left you as well. My Street Love listeners, do you love Jesus? Do you love Jesus? Do you love Jesus? If your answer is yes, choose to live in loving memory of him. And he'll make all things new again, just like he did for the disciples. And you can then go feed his sheep. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to his holy name. Well, that ends this week's message. I hope it was a blessing to you. But we can't close out without offering you an opportunity to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Romans 10:9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If you're ready, just repeat after me. Lord, forgive me of all my sins. I'm sorry. I want to receive your son Jesus as my Lord. Come into my heart now. I believe he was raised from the dead just for me. I believe he's in heaven right now, and I confess him as my Lord. I am now saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have a second invitation, and this is for those who would like to rededicate their life to Christ. That means that at some point you received Jesus, maybe when you were 9, maybe when you were 29. It happened some time ago, but you walked away, and now you want to come back to him wholeheartedly. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. So I'll pray for you. You confess anything underneath your breath to the Lord, and I'll pray for you, and we'll take care of that. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for all those who have decided today to rededicate and come back to Christ wholeheartedly. They believe in their hearts that you sent Jesus just for them, and they are so sorry for walking away in their hearts. And they are thanking you according to 1 John 1:9 that you are forgiving them, cleansing them of all unrighteousness, and they are in right standing with you right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, Street Love family, did you hear that bell? That's just for those who received Jesus or rededicated their lives. And guess what? Sister Shelley has a free gift just for you. If you go to my website at www.freelunchandprayer.org, just let me know that you received Jesus. Just click the contact button, and I will send the free gift out to you. Amen. Glory to God. Well, I have a few announcements. My ministry assignment here at First Fruits Living Ministry is to partner with churches who share a common desire to show God's compassion to all via the free lunch and prayer street outreach. This is based on 2 Samuel 9:3. Is there yet anyone left in the household of River Rouge, Detroit, Texas, Michigan, Italy, that I may show the compassion of the Lord to? That's right. I am partnered right now with 2 churches at 1 location, and I'd be more than willing to be open to come to your church. So if you have a church and you'd like to have the free lunch and prayer, come there. Just prayerfully consider reaching out to me, and we can pray together on if that is something that God has in our future. Amen. My second announcement is I'm here every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at blogtalkradio.com/streetlove. Please go and just click yourself as a follower, glory to God, and that way you'll get a reminder, and I won't have to send you out an email, of my messages. And you know the messages are available 24 hours a day, so you can share it with your friends and loved ones. And that would just be so great, because we all know we have people in our lives who don't need Jesus, who don't know Jesus, and they need just, maybe they're willing to just handle a 15-minute message. So let's just start with that. Amen. Glory to God. Lastly, to contact or donate, please go to my website at www.freelunchandprayer.org. Glory to God. Well, we have prayed together, and we have heard the word from the Lord, but now we've got to end this. Glory to God. Let's go ahead and close out in prayer. Heavenly Father, We thank you for the message you prepared for your Street Love family listeners. I pray they not be hearers only, but doers. I pray the Lord bless you, that his face shine on you, that he turns his face toward you and give you peace as only he can. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Street Love family, I love you. I pray you have a blessed and productive week. If you need anything, prayer or anything, you can reach out to me at freeluncheonprayer.org. Just remember, Street Love begins with you. Glory to God.